I was raised in a traditional Christian church. When I became an adult, Christmas and Easter ceased to have any spiritual significance. The only day in the Christian calendar that refused to release its hold on me, she said, was Palm Sunday. My imagination was forever held captive by the image of that uncompromising figure riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. In my imagination, I would always be somewhere on the fringe of the crowd, watching Jesus enter Jerusalem, wondering what it all meant. Now, goats seem to get bad press in the Bible, she wrote. In the parable of the Last Judgment, which appears in chapter 25 of Matthew's Gospel, the goats and the sheep are separated, and the sheep go off to eternal life, while the goats are cast into eternal punishment. What's wrong with the goats? I once asked my Jehovah's Witness friend. He had a ready answer, complete with an uncharacteristic pun. The goats, he said, are butters. Butters. People who keep saying but, who refuse to cooperate, who refuse to accept the obvious truth. He contrasted them with sheep, the compliant ones, the obedient ones, those who are easily convinced. Goats stand alone, uncomfortable with the herd, suspicious often of the motives of the shepherd. She goes on, I've been coming regularly to the Dublin Unitarian Church ever since that morning. It must be close on 10 years ago now, when I wandered in here almost by chance and said, yes, this is for me. I am sure I speak for many people here when I mention that feeling of recognition, of identification, of relief, of delight, even at the discovery at last of the existence of a community of people whose religious outlook is totally in tune with one's own. If I had to condense it to just one thing, it would be the quality of inclusiveness. I like belonging to a church that admits and indeed welcomes everybody as a member, a church that has room for goats as well as sheep. Years ago, I went to a lecture at Trinity College, she wrote, by a prominent Dublin medical scientist. He said that whenever he entered a church, he had to leave his science at the door. And whenever he went back into the library, he left his religion at the door. Instinctively, I felt that this was all wrong. But it was not until I found this church that I found the religious space where you could bring in with you not just science, but every other aspect of life as well. Here you don't have to leave anything at the door. I'm sure I speak for many of us when I mention the original surge of excitement that I felt when I came here for the first time and discovered the existence of a group of people who think about religion in the same sort of way I do. I had thought I was some sort of religious freak, someone who couldn't accept any sort of established belief system, but at the same time was unable to let the whole religion thing go, who just had to plod on and carry on, working out my own odd, heretical scheme of things, all by myself. Those of us who have done it know that that's a lonely business. But here was a whole community of people, just like me, who were bond not by a code of belief, but by a desire to follow their own spiritual path and at the same time give space and respect to the paths of other people. The excitement has not dulled with the passage of time, but rather it is refreshed every time I come in here.